everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into some really interesting stuff today, online investment scams.
Specifically the ones you find on like Telegram and WhatsApp. Those are pretty popular these days.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because our listener today is really into this new thing, Goblins Cash. Have you heard of it?
I can't say that I have, no.
Yeah, well, they seem pretty legit. Like, they sent over all this information about their launch app and like governance and even like docs and a roadmap for the whole thing. But you know, I've been seeing all these scams popping up, and I figured it's worth taking a closer look, you know, just to be safe.
Oh, absolutely. You can never be too careful, especially these days when it seems like everyone's got a get rich quick scheme.
Okay, so how do these things even work? Like, paint me a picture. What's the typical setup for one of these Telegram or WhatsApp scams?
Okay, well, the Beware of Telegram Scams article you shared, that's got a perfect example. Imagine like you're scrolling through your phone one day and bam, you're added to this group chat, right?
Okay, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And it's all like, you know, crypto insiders or something like that. The group's just buzzing. Everyone's talking about this surefire crypto play, you know, the next Bitcoin.
And I bet they're throwing around phrases like near 100% returns and like little to no risk.
Exactly. It's all designed to make you feel like you've stumbled onto this exclusive club, like a secret society of wealth creation.
It's like they're tapping into our deepest desires. Everyone wants that easy money, that feeling of being in the know.
Right. And that's exactly how they hook you. They exploit our natural desire for easy money, that fear of missing out. We're wired to respond to those kinds of promises, even if they seem too good to be true.
Which they usually are.
Almost always. A legitimate investment opportunity, it's never going to guarantee those kinds of returns without any risk. That's just not how it works.
So true. And it's not just about like getting added to a group out of nowhere, right? These scammers, they're masters of manipulation. They know how to push our buttons.
Oh, absolutely. Creating a sense of urgency, that's key for them. You'll see phrases like limited time offer, or they'll drum up all this hype around some made-up event to pressure you into making a quick decision.
It's like they're trying to short circuit your brain, right? Make you act before you have a chance to really think things through.
Precisely. They know that if you have time to do your research and consult with someone you trust, well, the jig is up.
So let's talk about how to avoid falling for these pressure tactics. Like, what concrete steps can you take when you're faced with one of these too good to be true opportunities, especially when they're throwing around promises of guaranteed returns? I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the moment.
You're absolutely right. It is easy to get swept up in the hype. That's why taking a moment to pause, take a breath, and do your due diligence is crucial. That Beware of Telegram Scams article, that's your Bible here. It really stresses verifying those contacts as a first step.
Okay, that makes sense. But profiles can be deceiving, can't they? Like, anyone can slap on a suit and tie for a profile picture or boast about their impressive credentials. How can you really be sure you're dealing with a legitimate person or group?
You're hitting on a crucial point. It's not enough to just glance at a profile picture and call it a day. Start with a reverse image search. Super easy to do. Most search engines have a feature for it. If that photo's linked to a bunch of different profiles or it just seems out of place, well, that's a red flag right there.
So, like, if the same photo is showing up for a self-proclaimed crypto guru and a used car salesman, probably have been signed to steer clear.
Exactly. And don't stop there. Look beyond the platform itself. Do they have a presence on LinkedIn, a professional website? Does their claimed expertise check out when you look them up on other more established sites?
It's like, don't just take their word for it. Be your own detective.
Right? Absolutely. And here's another layer to consider. Don't rely solely on the information that's being shared within that group itself. Look for what we call external validation.
External validation. So you're talking about like going beyond the echo chamber, right?
Exactly. Think of it like this. Are there independent reviews of this project or these individuals floating around out there? See if you can dig up news articles, forum discussions, you know, those conversations happening on reputable websites where people actually vet this kind of stuff.
So you're looking for any red flags that might have been raised by other investors, or maybe if that group's been flagged for suspicious activity in the past?
Precisely. It's no different than checking reviews before you book a hotel or try a new restaurant. You wouldn't just take the hotel's word for it that their rooms are amazing.
Right. You'd want to hear from other people who've actually stayed there, see if the reality lives up to the hype.
Exactly. And this brings us back to Goblins Cash. Remember how they were really pushing their launch app, governance, docs, roadmap? While this might seem transparent on the surface, it's also a pretty common tactic that scammers use to make themselves look more legit.
Okay, that's interesting. So how do you tell the difference? How can you distinguish between a genuine project that's putting it all out there and a cleverly disguised scam, especially when they're using all the right buzzwords?
That's where things get really tricky. You've got to be willing to roll up your sleeves and dig into those docs and that roadmap. Ask yourself, are they providing concrete details, or is it just a bunch of generic statements and vague promises? Does the information line up with what you're finding on other platforms?
So consistency is key. If they're singing a different tune on their official website versus what they're pitching in the Telegram group, that's a major red flag.
100%. And this is crucial, especially when it comes to something like Goblin's Cash. With their emphasis on their app, always, and I mean always, stick to official communication channels.
You're saying go straight to the source, ditch the middleman, the Telegram group, and head straight to their official website or their verified social media accounts.
Exactly. That's where you're most likely to find accurate and unbiased information.
Right. Like, I'm picturing this super sleek app, you know, all these fancy graphics and charts, but behind the scenes, it's like a hacker's playground.
It's a classic bait and switch. They put all this effort into creating this facade of legitimacy to lure you in. But you're right. Behind those flashy graphics, there could be lines of code designed to steal your login credentials, drain your crypto wallet, you name it.
So, okay, let's say you've done your homework on a project, you've checked their website, verified their team, all that. Are there any red flags specifically related to apps that you should watch out for?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, never, and I mean never ever, download an app based solely on a link you find in a Telegram or WhatsApp group. Always. Always go through the official app stores, Google Play if you're on Android, Apple's App Store if you're using an iPhone.
Makes sense. But even those official app stores, they have their fair share of shady stuff sometimes, don't they?
You're not wrong. It's not a foolproof system, unfortunately. That's why even once you're in the app store, you've got to stay vigilant. Look at the app's details. Who's the developer? When was it released? How many downloads does it have? Are there any reviews?
Yeah, good call. I'm always a bit wary of apps that have, like, zero reviews or were just released like yesterday.
Exactly. Those are definitely red flags. And if they're promising some crazy returns on top of that, well, that's a recipe for disaster.
It's kind of like that gut feeling, you know? If something feels off, it probably is.
100%. Trust your instincts. And here's the thing. These scammers, they're smart. They're constantly adapting their tactics to stay one step ahead. Mm. What might be a red flag today might be disguised as something completely different tomorrow.
So it's like a never-ending game of cat and mouse.
Mm.
How can people stay ahead of the curve? What's the best defense against these evolving scams?
Knowledge is your best weapon. Stay informed about the latest scams. There are some great resources out there, websites, forums, even podcasts like this one. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to spot those red flags.
So true. And, you know, sometimes it's not just about the information itself, but how you approach it. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Be a little skeptical, especially when it comes to your money.
Exactly. And if someone's pressuring you to make a decision, that's a huge red flag. A legitimate investment opportunity, it'll still be there tomorrow. Take your time, do your research, and never, ever feel pressured to hand over your hard-earned money.
Such great advice. It's been fantastic having you on the show today. Thanks for taking the time to break down these scams and arm our listeners with the knowledge they need to stay safe.
My pleasure. It's so important to get this information out there.
Absolutely. And to everyone listening, remember, knowledge is power. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay safe out there. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We'll catch you in the next one.